With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a bipartisan group of senators is asking Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to give Israel two Iron Dome missile defense batteries to protect itself from terrorist rockets. Bob Agnew reports.
Leading the effort is Senate Democrat Jackie Rosen, who says Iranian-backed Hamas has already fired thousands of rockets into civilian areas of Israel. The senators note the U.S. Army is currently in possession of two Iron Dome batteries that have no operational use inside the United States. Transferring them to Israel, in their words, would provide tangible, life-saving, and sustained support to our ally as it faces rocket and missile salvos that threaten to overwhelm its defenses. Bob Agner reporting.
Sam Bankman-Fried's former top executive, who's also his former girlfriend, testified at his fraud trial in New York that he corrupted her values. Ed Donahue reports.
Caroline Ellison testified Bankman-Fried created justifications at cryptocurrency company FTX to do things she now admits were wrong and illegal. She revealed doctoring balance sheets. Bankman-Fried told her he wanted to do the greatest good for the most people, and rules like don't lie and don't steal must sometimes be set aside. After several hours on the witness stand, Ellison got choked up as she described the final days of FTX, saying the collapse of the business resulted in relief that she didn't have to lie anymore. Ellison pleaded guilty to fraud charges. His lawyers say Bankman-Fried was not criminally to blame for what happened to his businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve the Republican hold on a South Carolina congressional district against a claim it treats black voters unfairly. The outcome could shape the fight for control of the House of Representatives. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 96. This is SRN News. A new poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup reports that globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at their highest level in more than a decade. But recent studies have found that a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lowered rates of depression, addiction, and suicide. This is SRN News. Finland says damage to an underwater natural gas pipeline with Estonia on Sunday may have been deliberate and was probably caused by external activity.
Investigators are still trying to establish conclusively what caused the damage. Estonia's defense minister has said significant force was involved. Hanno Pevkur said evidence so far pointed towards mechanical impact or mechanical destruction. Norway's seismological institute has said it detected an explosive signal in the area of the leak. But a researcher there told the BBC this could have been caused by gas escaping a ruptured pipeline at pressure. Sabotage is the big fear.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting. Lydia dissipated after hitting land as a Category 4 hurricane near the resort of Puerto Vallarta. One person was killed by a falling tree and two others were injured after the hurricane made landfall. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.